This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Professional basketball has an emerging superstar whose skills will be on display during the NBA All-Star Game Sunday night in Las Vegas. He is Gilbert Arenas of the Washington Wizards, and he's making a habit of winning games at the buzzer, games like this one heard on the Wizards radio network.
Arenas out front, top of the arc, beyond the arc for three. It's there! It's there! At the buzzer, Gilbert Arenas has done it again!
And it's not just his basketball skills that are propelling Gilbert Arenas to the top. As NPR's John Itzde reports, an exuberant personality and quirky behavior are making Gilbert Arenas a fan favorite around the NBA.
His coach calls it Gilbertology, a mix of swagger, good humor, and unpredictability, like yelling hibachi as he shoots or throwing his sweaty jersey to fans after the game. Gilbertology was on display as Arenas talked with reporters in the locker room recently after making a long buzzer-beating shot.
Quality shot.
Quality shot. Right?
Did you say anything? Did you say hibachi or what did you say?
I didn't say anything. Shot
didn't say anything.
No. My swag was phenomenal.
Luckily, Gilbert's skill matches his swagger. He's an explosively fast 6'4" guard who's the second leading scorer in the NBA. In one game, he rang up 60 points. Yet, he's so dedicated, he sometimes shows up at the gym after midnight to shoot around. But it's his playfulness that sets him apart from most NBA players.
You know, you got to enjoy what you're doing. You know, you hear people come to see you because they want to get away from their problems. They want to, you know, they had a long day at work and they want to come here. They want to enjoy the game. So, you know, you have to be an entertainer out there.
I think that's extremely refreshing.
That's Phil Chenier, a former NBA star and part of the Wizards Comcast Sportsnet broadcast team.
He connects with the audience. He connects with his fans. And he keeps the game fun. He seems to show you that he enjoys what he's doing. That's a little unique in this league. You have a lot of people with stone face. You have people that go overboard. When you're genuine, people notice that. And it has dividends.
While he's personable, Arenas is also extremely competitive. When he headed for college, someone told him he'd play 0 minutes for the University of Arizona. So Arenas decided to wear zero on his game jersey as motivation. Now he strips that jersey off after every game and tosses it into the crowd. He says he was inspired by former NBA bad boy Dennis Rodman, who used to heave his jersey to fans after being thrown out of games.
You know, the fans loved it, you know, so, you know, when I was little, I was like, you know, if I ever get the chance, you know, to throw my jersey off, you know, I'm going to do it every game.
I hear you're going to take several hundred of them to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I had 100 ordered of the All-Stars and had an agent put on the back.
Agent for Agent Zero, Arenas' new nickname.
Agent Zero wins the game at the buzzer for Washington.
It's just like being James Bond. You know, everyone has a nickname because people pick up on them. People like aliases, you know, the Matrix, you know, Flash, you know, people like that.
The country's basketball fans approve. Their votes made Arenas a starting guard for Sunday's All-Star game. He's brought excitement to Washington fans like the Coleman family from McLean, Virginia.
I like his attitude. I like how he's a little quirky. I heard that he takes showers, you know, when he's having a bad game, he'll take a shower at halftime. And he'll play poker on 3 different computers for 4 games. So,
I love him. That's why I came. And then, it's fun to have somebody young and kind of crazy like him.
It could have turned out differently. Arenas faced some difficult times as a child. He never knew his mother, a drug addict. His father, an aspiring actor, took him to Los Angeles. They ran on hard times and lived for a while out of their car. But Arenas credits his father for his positive outlook.
You know, I rarely seen days where he was sad. Other than that, you know, everything was upbeat. So, you know, it's what you see. You know, I see him smiling, having fun, you know. So you start, you know, inheriting that.
Arenas has the potential to be among the NBA's all-time best players, says former star Phil Chenier. But he has a long way to go. Winning a championship is the ultimate test, and Arenas and his Wizards team have been slumping lately. Chenier says they need to get better defensively before they'll get to the top rung. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.